All right, let's try this again now. All right, welcome to the You Know What I'm Saying Stacks podcast. I got the man who don't need no introductions, the most realest, the realest ever. I got Trey Ball in the building, man. Say what's up.
What's up, my nigga? How you been?
I'm doing good, bro. All right, so let me give y'all a little backstory on me and my nigga Trey Ball. Trey Ball has always been that nigga, basically the nigga really the most hated out here. That's why I fuck with him. I'm a fan. I respect him. He's that nigga. He always gonna keep it 100. He don't give a fuck how anybody feel. Niggas is not cut like this no more. Everybody right. Going with emotions. My nigga is not with going with no emotions, man. So yeah. So my nigga do music. My nigga keep it real. My nigga get bitches. My nigga look good. No homo. Good looking young man. All right. So tell me about yourself, Trey Ball.
Shit, I'm just out here. I'm in Houston right now. I've been all over the place lately, shooting music videos, collabing with niggas.
Trey Ball was just in Miami doing his little music thing, doing his music thing. So tell us about your Miami experience.
It was an eye-opener, to say the least. Because when you come from, like, being in Indiana for so long, it's like that small city mindset.
So what Miami was like? He's like, yeah, bro. I knew I was never supposed to be in no.
Yeah, because like even in Indiana, it's like you know Fort Wayne's so little. It's like I was already on like celebrity status in the fort, like for no reason. I was just being me.
Yeah,
but motherfuckers didn't really like. They couldn't really understand me because I don't even
tell you what it was, bro. See the cane. What you with the cane was. I think, bro.
No, I'll tell you what it was. I'll tell you what it was for sure.
I'm going to be 100. Niggas wanted to be you. Not me personally, but I'm pretty sure, like, majority of the hate that you was getting was from niggas who either wanted to be
cool. It was all envy. And what it really was is, like, because I wasn't born in Fort Wayne. I didn't grow up in Fort Wayne, like, my whole life. So, like, when I came there, niggas like, who the fuck is this nigga coming out the woodworks? You know what I'm saying? And he, like,
because you. So, how when you moved to the game?
I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was like, it was like right in that middle, you transition into adolescence and all that. And like,
you damn near going into middle school when you came out.
Yeah, and I was in private school for a minute. I went to Queen of Angels in middle school until I got to eighth grade. And then nobody really like knew me, but unless you like played basketball or something, you know, like, because I was like sports. But majority of niggas was like, who is this nigga? Because as we got older, niggas' bitches start getting smacked.
You know how this shit go. I can give it to you is, you went to the hood. You was at Southside.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, but even at Southside, niggas was hating on me. Like, oh, this nigga think he spoon-fed. He think he better than everybody. I'm like, bro, I live right down the street from y'all niggas.
Like, you know, you was in the hood for sure. That's why
I'm in the hood, but it's just the bitches we fuck with ain't the same. I ain't hitting the bitches in the hood.
Quality of bitches. That was what separated niggas. Cause you could
basically me out in the pools and these mansions and all that, and niggas get to feel some type of way. I took my niggas out the hood. I can all tell you that. I had all my niggas out there with all the rich motherfuckers and all that. Cause they got to see that shit.
How long you been in Houston for?
I've been in Houston for the last like 2 months.
Shit, smooth out there. I'm damn near trying to get up out there, bro. But I got this probation shit going on, bro. I'm trying to. As soon as I get done probation, I'm trying to be over in Houston or somewhere, but I gotta go somewhere where it's like, is it like lit like 24 hours of the day?
It's not like a
Vegas
like
or
a
anything.
Miami or like a LA. It's not like or New York, but like it's hella shit to do out here. It's big as fuck.
You see, I know the black bitches out there cold.
Oh my god. And they be natural.
All right, speaking of these bitches, we got some players that be listening in. We got like some old, get some game for like, because niggas don't get bitches nowadays. They don't know how to get bitches. They don't know how to talk to bitches. So if you got any advice on niggas to recruit a bad bitch, what is the techniques that you need to recruit a bad bitch?
You gotta be yourself, bro. There's too many niggas out here acting like each other. It's too many clones. It's like you got to stand on something to actually show these motherfuckers that you're not like everybody else. That's what a lot of these niggas don't understand. And then
so do you need money?
Huh?
Do you need money to get a bad bitch?
Absolutely.
All right, all right, time. What is your definitions of a bad bitch? Because everybody got different levels to a bad bitch.
Exactly. It's, I mean, if she bad to you, that's all that matters. Honestly. Because
all right, so what is a bad bitch to the real estate? What is your bad bitch preference? Like, what does she have to be a bad bitch?
I mean, I really... Ooh, that's a tough one. A bad bitch.
It's so like my requirements of a bad bitch is you gotta look good for one. That's like
the bare minimum. That's the first thing I'm looking at. I feel like you can't be a bad bitch if you don't got it all put together. If you don't got your head on straight and all that type of shit, like you just
But niggas don't have it. But most like a nigga like me, I don't even got all my shit together. So am I even ready for a bad bitch? If my shit not together,
I'm gonna just say this. Don't go for no bad bitches if you don't think you ready. I know that for sure. Because a lot of niggas will turn into bitches. They'll turn these niggas into they niggas will get treated like girlfriends. I swear to God.
No, niggas is out here getting treated like girlfriends though.
I swear to God, bro. It's bad, bro. Like, it's bad. Like, these niggas will do anything to keep a bitch and she don't even want them. It's crazy. But they know that these niggas will do anything to keep them. So that's why they keep them on the team, you know, they string these niggas along. Whole time she fucking a nigga that ain't paying her no attention, don't give a fuck about her. That's how this shit goes, bro. Charge it to the game.
Bitches though, because like most, how many bitches you think an average nigga have on hand at a time?
The average nigga?
The average nigga. Like not the
like somebody you could just call not the average nigga.
Not the simp ass niggas, not the OG player niggas. Just the average nigga who, like, you know what I mean? He like to go out and, like, he like to be single type shit. The average nigga. He ain't a millionaire. He ain't got super much bands or anything like that. He just got a crib car, all the regular shit. But he just single.
When you say on call, you mean, like, that he could really just, they could pull up and he could fuck?
Pull up, he could fuck. Pull up, he can kill at their crib, basically.
Shit, I'd say the average nigga probably got maybe a couple.
Two or three, maybe. How many bitches I got right now?
I don't know. How many do you got?
But the thing about it with me is, I don't have no bitches, but I always have like a bitch that I can like slide on or something like that. You know, they never be my. The problem with me is, my bitches never really be my bitches. They be like my turns type shit. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, like, I can't even say if these my bitches or not, because at the end of the day, bro, because I give a bitch one chance to not pick up the phone for me, then I'm just automatically chucking you up to you got 500 different niggas on your line type shit.
Hey, me personally, like, if that's how she moved, that's cool. But, I mean.
Is you cool with a bitch not pick up the phone for you?
I mean, yeah, because it's like, I mean, me personally, it's like, I feel like. Especially my situation is not like when you fucking with motherfuckers in different states and all that type of shit. So it's like, I'm not finna hold you to no, I'm not finna try to tie you down because it's like, that's not realistic. These hoes love attention, bro. It is what it is. So she talking to another nigga is what it is, but shit. Shit ain't no shortage on hoes.
You had to say that. So how many bitches you think how many niggas you think a bitch got on hand?
It just depends. Cause like, some of them, like, even the hoes, like, if they really fuck with a nigga, they'll just fuck with that nigga. Because they know even when they single, they can still go get whatever nigga they want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, so having sex and having hell of niggas in their face don't always be their main priority. But the average bitch out here probably got about 10.
Because I'm gonna keep it a buck. Bitches are way, in 2021, bitches are... Like, the bitches are like you said, niggas acting like bitches. Bitches are acting like niggas.
Bitches want to be the niggas now. Real shit.
Yeah, so, like, a bitch will have about 3, 4, 5, 6 different situations. A nigga damn near in 2021 will have one bitch and be cool.
Right. If you a nigga, bro, to have hella bitches at your disposal, you really just have to be that nigga. Because majority of niggas not like that. Majority of niggas do not just have hella bitches like that. You right.
I don't know, because it seems like ever since I've been on like the west side of the country, bro, like
shit different over there.
Everybody got bitches. All these bitches got like multiple niggas. So it's like you really just trying to like, you really got like, it's like scheduling. Like niggas, like bro, ever since I've been out here, it's like I'm scheduling with these bitches type shit. You know,
because the coast different, bro. The coasts are different than the Midwest.
Yeah.
Midwest, you guys be trying to get married. I swear to God.
But bitches, that, I don't know, bro. There's so much shit that's been going on, bro. I don't know what the fuck is going on, bro. Did you get vaccinated?
Fuck no.
You about to get vaccinated?
Absolutely not.
So if the military come to your door and say, nigga, take this fucking vaccine or I'm blowing your fucking brains out, what you doing?
Niggas gonna have to kill me at this point, because that shit is gonna kill me anyways.
I'm glad you said that, bro. See, bro, Trayvon, you always, bro, you on tip, bro. You always be on game, bro. Niggas be hating on you, bro. I don't know why though, bro. Niggas be hating on you, bro.
I mean, it just come with the territory, bro. I'm used to it now.
So have you met any like local people in Houston yet?
Not really.
So you been low key out there?
I just been low key out here, really. I've been posted up at my brother's crib because he got this little spot out here. So I just came out here because I ain't want to be trapped in the fort.
Bro, please don't be trapped in the fort. The fort is damn near losing its mind right now.
The fort is a black hole, bro. If you can get out that motherfucker, please do.
No, bro, you know what's crazy, though? Like, everybody say this about their home city, but, like, the Kane is, like, different, bro. The Kane is, like, I have
because nobody got no identity there. Like, nobody, like... Everybody just it's like, bite off everybody else. Like it's crazy.
It is. That's true.
Just look for something to dick ride. Another
because like,
it'll be so much talent. I swear to God, if the fort was actually unified, there's so much talent in Fort Wayne. Motherfuckers could literally blow out of Fort Wayne if motherfuckers actually wanted to work together. But no, everybody's on some other shit. It's crazy.
He said, "Nigga, the fort." Like, cause I seen the when some trends like. Just pass through, like, you know what I mean? Like, the skinny jean era, the jerking era, and all this other shit. But, like, some cities, like, don't really go with the trends like that. They'll just stick to their own city culture type shit. Exactly, you know?
Like, cities like New York, like...
Yeah,
you know, really like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Fort Wayne don't got that.
The Kane will literally change, like, if a trend popped off in the Kane tomorrow, the whole Kane will be changed in, like, 24 hours.
Like, bro, I started a whole trend in that motherfucker. Like, I know how this shit goes. I don't even know how I started. I was literally just being me. Niggas on dick and bitches.
So,
I walk around with blonde hair, like, all this type of shit, bro. I started that shit in the fort, bro. Niggas better, bro. Come on, bro.
He said, no, I don't know, bro. Niggas.
No, I had niggas stuff. Literally like fans putting on wigs, nigga. Like, they don't even really have blonde hair.
Are you talking about when you was the superstar?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, I don't even know why the fuck motherfuckers is treating me like that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I've been here.
I'm not gonna lie to you. How old are you? Like 22, 23 right now?
22.
22, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm probably about 3 years. I'm 25. So when I had graduated 2014, you was like a sophomore.
Yeah.
So, but we were still tapped in. I was still tapped in with Southside and Bishop Lewis because those are the two schools I went to. And you was that nigga at the South. Because my niggas at the South, like Donovan, Ambrose, Donye, and all them niggas, when they left the South, bro. I was figuring out, like, bro, who else about to be in the South, you know? But niggas was thugging at the South. But you was on that, you was, like, the next sports nigga out the South.
Yeah.
You and that white boy.
It was crazy. I was that nigga everywhere but the South. I swear to God. They hated me so much at the South, bro.
Why do you think they really hated you, though?
Because to them, they thought that I was better than them. Or the way I carried myself, they gave off, like, oh, this nigga think he... Like, most motherfuckers thought I came for money, thought I was rich or something. I'm like, bro.
Do you think it was because you were light-skinned?
Not even because I'm light-skinned, because, like, there's some light-skinned niggas that, like, they try to fit in with the crowd, try to be extra tough, try to, like, nah, nigga, it's not even me. It's, like, it just depends on, it's just how I carry myself around there, motherfucker. Like, I'm articulate, I know how to talk, I know how to speak, like, I'm not trying to be in the streets and all that shit, like...
What type of religion are you doing right now?
You said religion?
Yeah.
I'm not into the religion. I'm more like, I believe in the universe and like, I believe everything happened for a reason. But as far as like actually following a certain religion, I'm not even really into it.
Okay. Fuck, man. Fuck. I remember we was over Testy Denny House.
Yeah, you almost got shot over that.
Bro, niggas will kill you about their religion, bro.
It's crazy. Like, niggas are like,
I was looking at you. I was like, bro, you see how this shit make niggas act, bro? I'm like, bro, this shit is real deal.
Exactly. Hey, yo,
shout out to my nigga Dan. Shout out to my nigga Dan the man, though. Shout out Dirty Dan, man. I love you, man. That's my dog for sure.
He stood on what you believe in. I respect it.
You know, that's my dog for sure, man. Fuck. So when you still dropping new music?
Yeah, it's just after going to Miami, I really learned like more to the music industry and what it really takes to actually get your music out there. It's not like you could just make music and drop it and expect to blow. Like, it doesn't work like that. So I'm trying to strategize and like be precise with my movements so that way I don't just flop. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you trying to come up out of though? Like what city do you want to like get your buzz in?
Honestly, it might be Houston.
Might be Houston? Yeah. I don't know. I felt like, bro, you was that nigga when you was in Miami, bro. You was doing your thing, bro. I don't know what the fuck
the thing with Miami, bro. I just hate, like, it's hard to stay focused in Miami.
Yeah, I bet it, because it'll feel like you're working. It'll feel like you're on vacation the whole time, huh?
And, like, it's a lot of pressure in Miami if you see it, like, especially for the, because there's not too many jobs or anything out there. Motherfuckers that live in Miami, like, they party.
They got their own businesses and shit. They can make their own income.
They party, they trapping, they scamming, like, and then all the hoes is running around trying to find tricks and all that shit, trying to see what they can milk out of these niggas. It's like, it's not a place where you want to be to, like, actually focus.
The, man, this shit is wicked out here, bro. What the hell?
It's wicked.
And like, the thing with me is, like, when bitches running around here, like, trying to get tricks and shit, they don't even be having, like, a proper pimp. They be out here doing, like, and the game's so twisted, bro. They don't even have pimps no more, bro. They be having out here doing their own thing. Like,
women pimping themselves out now.
Bro, that's why it's so, like, damn, bitch, like, you need a manager to do all this shit.
Yeah, like, they really just be pimping themselves out, and it's crazy.
Like, I be telling, like, if I had a bitch, like, this is, like, me talking. Like, if I had a bitch, and she was, like, for her income, like, she was, like, fucking niggas and getting paid for it, and this is, like, my girl, like, we are in a relationship, I don't think I'll be mad at her, bro. I'll just be like, you gotta cut me in on some of that cheese.
You gonna break bread, or you finna spend it on me one way or the other.
either, both of those.
That's like niggas, literally they all can handle that, because a lot of niggas, like, they insecure as fuck with that shit.
Like, no, like, because I be knowing, like, the only time, like, I actually, like, got finessed, I don't think I ever got finessed in, like, fucking with a bitch, but I did get cheated on probably one time that I know about, and, like, it was on some humbug, dumbass shit, so I wasn't even really fucked up off of it. I was like, bitch, you're stupid, like, you're dumb, and you're a bad liar type shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, they suck at lying.
Bro, they do suck, because...
I just let them think that they get no wrong. I mean, this is called
bitches that lie, though.
Yeah. I just let them hang themselves, though. I just let them keep talking, and then eventually I'm going to just use their words against them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you ask a bitch a question, like, oh, what you out here doing? And she, like, and you know she lying. You just don't even say nothing. You just like, okay, bet, baby. I'm just going to bring this up at a later date.
I don't even really ask them, because it's like, I've been around so many women. I've dealt with so many women. Like, I know the signs. Like, I was raised by a single mama, bro. I know what be going on. You know what I'm saying? So, I learned the game from a woman. So, I know what to be on. So, I don't even really... I'm not going to show you my hand or show you what I'm thinking, but I'm going to just let you think you're getting over on me. And when the time
comes, I'm going to break easier, your heart. That's easier said than done, because, you know, like, I'll be like that. Like, I'm going to let this bitch think what she got going on. Then, like, I'll probably smoke a blunt or drink some drink, and then like that little devil pop on my shoulder and be like, cuss this bitch out, because this bitch thinks she got you fucked up or some shit like that.
Yeah, but that's, like, what they want. They want that. They want that reaction.
They really do want a nigga to be cussing them out and shit like that, and I don't be having time, bro. I don't be having
time. They be so fucked up in their head, they think that that's what it takes for a nigga to prove that he care about her. They be fucked up in the head, bro. It's crazy.
No, women are fucked up in it. But is niggas fucked up, or is niggas starting to be more chill? I think niggas are starting to be more chill now.
I think the roles are kind of switching now, because it's like...
It's social media, because I'm trying to tell you, no, a bitch can, like, I'm going to tell you, like, when the COVID shit popped off, and, like, bitches could, like, literally, like, have nothing. And like you post a body picture and make about 2 bands that day on OnlyFans.
Exactly.
That's when it's like, oh yeah, I don't need niggas. That's when like the whole mindset of bitches starts like really like flip the script when they like, I don't need niggas.
Yeah, it is crazy, but they all gonna end up in a midlife crisis once they realize that they're not gonna be fine forever.
No, because you know, like sometimes you gotta deal with a bitch. Like if a bitch fine and she can like, you know what I mean, post her pictures, make her cheese.
You gotta
and,
let like, her be bad.
Because that's a dangerous game because all that attention can go to a bitch head too.
For sure.
Like all that attention, all that money and shit, like just real quick, fast money, that should've go to a bitch head and you'd be like, oh, this bitch making more money than me now.
Yeah. It definitely is. But a lot of them don't know what to do with it, don't know how to invest, don't know how to do anything. They just know that they bad. So they think that they this shit gonna be happening forever.
It's crazy.
But this OnlyFans shit now, you see what just happened? This shit finna crumble and then they finna be back trying to figure out a different lane now.
Yeah, so all you bitches on OnlyFans who need some content to post, I do have a Pornhub page. You guys feel free to, you know, come and collab with me. I'll break you off some cheese. Bad bitches only. All type of shit.
Oh, shit. You said you did numbers on the hub.
Man, I'm not like... I think I'm at like 87 subscribers. Only got like
4.5. I used to be on the hub too. I had like 20K on one video. Like,
what? You dropped on the hub too?
Yeah, but it was on some low key shit. Like,
ain't is it still on the hub right now?
No, I took this shit down.
Oh, you a pussy.
Nah, bro. It was just.
So you had a model page and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you was trying to go up.
Bro, I swear to God, I really was.
You shot. No. Because, like, bro, I'm trying to get on black, bro.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you got to start one way or the other.
I need to run up at least about, let me get about 50 bands off this shit. Then I'm going to be cool. Then I'm going to be like, all right, bet. I done used all my motherfucking porn money. And I done put it into some different shit. You know what I mean? I done got set up. But nigga, they say Pornhub don't be trying to pay niggas.
Yeah. Shit. Unless you doing hella numbers.
That's what you got to get hella numbers. Like, who the fuck? This nigga calling me, bro. Bro. All right, niggas calling me and shit. I'm trying to get me out the house, bro. I'm not getting up out the house. My bad. But yeah, what was I saying, Trey?
You said Pornhub don't be trying to pay niggas.
Yeah, because I was talking to my nigga had put me on. Shout out my nigga Kaju. My nigga had put me on to this porn star, and like I'm talking to her and shit. Like she a real porn star. Like do porn. I'll send you her info later. But she telling me like, oh yeah, man, I don't fuck with Pornhub. I've been on there a couple times. You know, she got a hell of videos on Pornhub, like just starring and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell they be on? She said they was racist. Then she said that they don't be trying to pay my. On like X videos or some shit like that, they paint and shit. I'm like,
she black?
She mixed.
Oh, she mixed. Said they racist.
She a little light skinned thing.
I mean, porn do favor the white girls. I know that.
No, because I noticed it. Like, on top, my most rated video is just like a blowjob video of a white bitch giving me some head.
Yeah,
and motherfuckers is commenting, motherfuckers is leaving likes. This bitch like got the most views on my fucking channel. I'm like, bro, y'all niggas love a white bitch, bro.
It's just interracial is the most like common like search thing. Like motherfuckers, that black on white shit is that's how
you said that motherfucker, bro. That bullshit.
Like, come on, bro.
No, literally that bullshit.
Right.
For my niggas who know porn industry, that's some cuck shit. But no, no homo. What was I gonna say next? I just fucking lost my fucking train of thought. Fuck. But no, she a porn star, bro. She grew her dang on there. Shout out to her, bro. Shout out to Naughty Dolly. She that bitch. What was I gonna say next? Damn. Sure, you got anything you need to talk about? Anything you wanna get off your chest, brother?
Nothing specifically.
Nothing. When the next time you go into the game?
Man, I don't even know. I swear, every time I go back in that motherfucker, like it's like this like dark cloud just comes over me. Like
I be thinking I be wanting to go to the K because I really do miss the homies, bro. I really miss the homies, bro.
I miss my niggas, you know, like all that shit, you know. But
It's a lot of bitches in the cane that owe me some pussy too that I gotta go back and keep thinking that shit.
And it's like the cane, it's just like motherfuckers don't forget shit. So it's like when I be there, motherfuckers, like they still be worried about my reputation and all that shit.
You still you had to say niggas in the cane. The niggas in the cane they only forget the shit that don't count. Like the shit like reputations and all that. Like say, okay, you fucked with a bitch friend or some shit like that, or I don't
know. Bro, I swear to God, you cheat on the motherfucking Fort Wayne, bro. They act like you the worst nigga in the world.
But the cane, I know niggas in the cane is tired. I know niggas in the cane is tired of shit, bro. But do you think the cane got some good looking bitches?
No.
You said hell no.
You said do they have good? I mean, there's some, you know. There's some that.
Like, it seemed like now more good looking bitches have popped out like out of nowhere.
I mean, I don't even be out looking for them at that point because it's like.
It really just be my snap though. Like when I get on Snapchat or some shit like that, like. It'd be like some quick ads and shit, like motherfuckers and adding me from quick ad. I'll click on it, and a bitch be cute. I'll be like, where you from? Oh, Fort Wayne. I'll be like, bro, what the hell? Why is it? Like, I'll be done. I'm like done adding motherfuckers from Fort Wayne off anything, on anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's some baddies. I mean, it's baddies everywhere, but like, they're not like these top tier motherfuckers. Like, if a lot of these women went to other cities, like the major cities, ain't nobody really looking at them.
My bad, I was taking a shot.
Shit.
You ever want to come out to AZ?
You said what?
I said, do you ever want to come out to AZ?
Yeah, I used to live in AZ.
Yeah.
I got family
out. Man, I'm damn near thinking about moving to Phoenix and like, bro, I'm trying to move somewhere, bro. Like, I think Arizona is probably like everybody from like from what I've been hearing and seeing. Everybody's moving from like from LA and shit all the way to like to Phoenix now and shit.
Yeah, I like, fuck with Phoenix. That shit is lit. But I just hate because ain't got no ocean though. That's what I hate.
You said you want to see that ocean.
You don't got no beach.
You gonna be in the desert out here.
Yeah, super desert. It'd get hot.
And like that's it'd be hot as but it's hot as black. I literally gotta chill in the crib, bro. Ever since I lost my job, bro, I've been chilling in the crib.
It'd be 120 AZ. You'd be like, what the fuck?
I mean, you'll wake up at 6 o'clock. It's 91.
Literally, you can't even go outside sometimes.
Bro, fuck taking the trash out, bro. That fucking trip to the trash can be too fucking long, and it's too hot.
Be hot as hell on the page.
But no, though, we got the U of A out here, the University of Arizona and shit. So we got all these fucking college bimbos shout back in town, to bro. So if I see another white bitch with a mini skirt and combat boots. I'm gonna fucking lose my fucking mind, bro.
What in Arizona,
bro? Cause like, bro, no, like literally, bro. I thought like I'll be seeing what niggas be saying about white chicks. Though. I really do how they be saying like, oh, Stacks, nigga, you fuck with basic white bitches, and I'd be like, no, I don't. And then like I'd be looking at the bitches who I'd be trying to like fuck with and shit.
And you realize
I'd be like, oh, these bitches is they. I'm like, oh, these white hoes is basic. Cause look, I'm
like when I was in Miami, like I didn't even look a white bitch way.
Cause you have to.
That's why I told my fuck is like in Indiana. That was the only reason you really only see me with the white hoes. Cause it's just like they got the bread in Indiana. Like there's so many white people there. Like it's like I'm not finna be posted. I'm not saying other people don't got bread. The majority of the motherfuckers in Indiana, it's the white motherfuckers. So. I had to make the best of the situations I was in. But in Miami.
No, white bitches in Indiana are kind of like, white bitches in the Midwest are kind of like top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier.
Yeah,
they kind of, they're like a different, they're a different breed of white bitches though. They're a different breed of white bitches. The ones that be in the Midwest and shit, like real deal, like the cornbread white bitches, like they live in like the cornfields and like, you know what I mean? You pull up,
you find a white bitch with some cakes, bro. You're in first place.
No, you most definitely gonna be in first.
Not basic, cause majority of them ain't built like that. So when you get bro, that, it's
and niggas know, bro. If you pulled up to a barbecue right now in the hood with a white bitch with a fat ass, and like we not saying just a white bitch with a fat ass. We talk about like top tier bad white bitches,
For sure.
Like, no, like, see, because niggas don't, I don't think niggas really know what I'm talking about. We talk about, like, real deal,
bad white bitches, bro. And the thing about it is, I've never really been with a super cold, bad, just strapped white bitch. That's how top tier they are. They top tier as fuck. Like, you gotta be, you gotta maneuver. And these are the bitches we paying for the Lil Durk concert tickets, the bad white bitches, bro, you know?
You know how many concerts I've been to, bro?
Bro, because niggas are not, black people are not in the concerts like that, unless you in the hood concerts, you know?
Oh, God. Like,
niggas, but if you go to them stadiums and shit, bro, you gonna see some bad white bitches down for niggas, bro. You gonna be like, bro, what?
One of my, bro, she bought us, we was like seventh row at the Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville. I'm like, we in the pavilion with it. I'm like, I didn't pay for none of this. They take care of niggas, bro.
They do take care of their niggas, though. No, they do.
I didn't pay for it. She didn't want me to pay for it. She didn't give a fuck.
Bro. It's different levels to this, though, but, like, I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro. It's hard out here, bro, because, like, ever since I've been out here, I probably done fucked with Arizona alone. I probably only fucked, like, two white bitches since I've been here, bro.
Better take your
ass. The rest have been, like, light-skinned, black, Mexican. All, like, you know, just really just Mexicans, honestly. A couple black chicks, a couple light skinned chicks in there. I probably fucked like a couple real deal, true black bitches since I've been here too. But when I started off, I used to go to the club, meet like a little stupid ass white, a bimbo college white bitch, bro, and I'd be like, bro, what the hell? Like, they stupid as hell too, but they be like majoring like psychology and shit like that.
Yeah, cause they like. They don't be giving a fuck because they got bread.
Bro, no. They don't give a fuck. But, like, I done had a nice little ride. I think I don't know if I'm burnt out in AZ, but I'm damn near about burnt out.
Yeah.
Better go. And I'm like, damn. Because when I came out here, bro, I was on straight gas. I was from the cane. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, man, I'm out in AZ. I'm just about to go as hard as possible.
Right.
Bro, I ran into one crazy bitch, bro, that fucked up everything. Oh, these bitches in Arizona crazy too, though. Like, no, these bitches
they
like
be crazy everywhere.
They no, bro. Like, this is my first time. Like, you know, like niggas be like, oh, bro, stop fucking with that bitch. You gonna go to jail? And like, you don't like, you think they be playing? No, nah, this shit real out here. This shit is real.
I don't know. I ain't never felt like that. Like, I was ready to go to jail,
bro. No, cause these bitches be reckless. It's not the fact that you gonna do something. It's the fact that a bitch is so reckless. And I mean reckless, like, chill, nigga, call the police on you, and you ain't did nothing. Reckless. Like, they don't give a fuck, bro. They will get your ass gone. As soon as you stop, like, fulfilling a need for them, bro, they gonna get you out the way real quick.
That's women.
Bro, because I had this little chick, bro. She fucking, nigga, I don't know what I did, but no, I know what I did. I did some petty shit. Like, I was, like, getting in trouble with her.
They did.
I know what I did. So I did, like, some petty shit. Like, I did some petty shit, but I was only doing some petty shit because, like, she was on my ass about me doing shit, like, the whole, like, last 3, 4, 5 days type shit, you know?
Just did some anyway?
No, so this is what I did. I was being petty as fuck, so it was her birthday.
Oh, shit.
And, like, she a bad bitch, so she a bad bitch, and she, like, 20 or some shit. So her ass was, like, doing, like, she, like, a bartender, but she, like, a sexy bartender, so she, like, wearing, like, lingerie and all this other type shit, you know?
Yeah.
So she had texted me earlier that day, like, what bikini should I wear? I was like, oh, you should wear this one or whatever. You know what I mean? So then she had wore a different one, but it was like a thong bikini. So I used that as like my fucking like little ammunition type shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, why didn't you tell me you was and then like on the other hand, it was her birthday too, the day she wore it. So I'm like on her head, but I'm in my head, like, you know, deep down in your soul, you don't care, but you just gotta be petty type shit. I was being petty as fuck.
For sure.
So I'm just like, oh, why are you wearing this and all this other shit? She's like, all right, I'm sorry. I won't have it again. I'm still trying to like get on her ass because she's been on my ass all week about like petty, like,
oh God. And women like, hate it when you try to play the game they play.
You know, but she was. I don't think she was. I know for a fact she wasn't playing any games. I was just being petty, but like, I just had so many strikes up against me. It just felt good to finally, you know, get a strike. Like, you know, it just felt a little good to use a little bit of leverage I had. And then, nigga, so I was like, so we got into an argument. She's like, I'm leaving. I said, nigga, you leave this house, nigga. I'm not fucking with you no more. Nigga, she left. nigga, we ain't been fucking with each other since, bro. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? That shit was so goddamn petty.
Damn, you lost through that quick.
That shit was so goddamn petty. But in her head, she thinking, this is what she thinking. Oh, you always doing, because, like, I had a bitch, like, one day I went to work, I let her chill in the crib. I had this other bitch pull up with some fucking, like, gifts and shit. Like, she had, I don't know what the hell came over her to drop some shit off at my house, but she dropped the shit off, she knocked on the door, left it on the fucking door handle. My girl opened the door handle up and see the shit, and it's like a note, and a love note and shit attached to it.
Oh, that's terrible.
So it's on top. It's like that shit on top of that. And then another story on top. Like, I had so many, like, good strikes. Like, these is like some, these are fine line strikes. Like, these are like, nigga, you fucking up, like, real bad type shit. You know what I mean? I had like three of them already. So I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? So I get a little leverage. We break up and all that other shit, bro. And you know, a bad bitch will leave you, like, a bad bitch will literally, like, not talk to you no more ever again. You know what I mean? like they standing on that shit. They are not playing with nobody. All the fellas out there, if you got a bad bitch, like, literally, if you don't know how to keep a bad bitch, bro, just, you know, keep fucking these little cool 6, 7, 8s here and there. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with them fucking them cool little 7, 8s here and there, you know?
The baddies are not for everybody.
They not. You gotta learn how to deal with them. And I played that situation wrong, but it had to be done, though, because sometimes you just gotta flex just a little bit. And I'm talking spicy too while we argue. I'm like, oh, nigga, I can get another bad bitch and all this other shit. I was talking spicy. So I'm like, yeah, she never could double him back after this one.
I mean, shit, I'd ask somebody's double back, though.
The only way how you really get a baddie to double back is if you got your, I don't know, like, bro, depending on what type of city you in.
Back on some pipe, bro, I swear to God.
They'll double back at the pipe, good.
Bro, if you fucking right, she will double back, bro.
That is true. That's facts. I agree with you. But
they don't be wanting to say that, but it is what it is.
But some bitches, some bad bitches, like some, like, true to the game bad bitches, like a real bad bitch, is only going to double back because she really is thinking about her body count.
Oh, yeah. They figured, I'm not just going to go out here and try to find some new top tier dick, because it's going to take a while sometimes. She might catch 4, 5, 6 bodies.
You gonna catch about 4, 5, 6 of them bitches before you find that nigga who just gonna drop that dick off on you.
You know what I'm saying? So they be like, all right, fuck it, I'll just go back to this nigga. They might not take you as serious, but they'll double back to fuck.
I just double back on the bitch like two. I just double back on a bitch. I ain't really double back on her. I just gave her some head, low key. I had fucked like two bitches that week.
You gave her some head?
I just gave her some, because she was cold.
Hold up, you ain't smacked.
No, listen. I gotta put it in context with you. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. So, like, I think I linked up with her about Thursday. Monday and Tuesday, I fucked two new bitches. This is like last week. Monday and Tuesday, I fucked like two new bitches. Thursday come around, you know, because, like, Thursday come around. I already done fucked her before. But all right, so this is how the relationship happened. She was a waitress. I went to the bar, all this other shit. She cold, so I'm like, she light skinned thing. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, give me your number and all this other shit. So get her number and all this other shit. She pulled up on me. I'm about ready to dick her down in the back of her SUV. So once I do that, I just finger. I don't even fuck in the back of the SUV. So then, like, next day, nigga, she stopped talking to me. Her baby daddy went through her phone, blocked my ass.
Oh God, the baby daddies.
The baby daddy. So then months go past. I pulled up to the job again. I'm like, all right, my homie and one of my other girls. I'm like, shit, let's go get something to eat. He like, oh, we all told to eat. I set the restaurant, and when I set the restaurant, he already knew what I was going there for. But I was already with a bad bitch too. So I'm like, all right, man, I'm gonna go in with this bad bitch, let her see another bad bitch, but I'm gonna act like, you know, I don't even fuck with the bartender. It's just really the player in her head.
Right.
So we get to the bar. So we get to the fucking restaurant and everything like that. We eating all that shit. She's our waitress. She comes up. Oh, what y'all want? Cause, like, I'm sitting across from my girl, and my homie is sitting next to my girl, but I'm sitting across from my girl. So, like, I'm playing it real cool. You know what I mean? So,
for sure.
So the waitress come up. She's like, oh, what y'all doing and all this other shit? And I'm like playing it so fucking smooth. She pull up on me. She's like, so are you stalking me? I'm No, I'm not stalking you and all this other shit. So she already picked up the vibe that I was with a different bitch. So then, like, the next day, I'm like, oh, what you doing? She's like, nigga, you done came into work, into my job with your girlfriend. I'm not fucking with you and all this other shit. I don't know what the hell happened, but I end up going to her crib one day. We end up drinking and shit. She got, like, a whole bunch of people over. I end up fucking her that night. I end up taking her to her room, fucking her, leaving. Left, like, probably, like, 30 minutes after and all this other shit. She blocked me again.
That's because she got her nigga.
Blocked me again last week. So then I end up, I had this like Twitter porn page.
Yeah,
I'm like, shit, let me just, I'm like, shit, I don't feel like doubling back. Let me see. I'm gonna hit her up off this Twitter porn page because I know she had me blocked on everything. I'm like, call me. I'm like, she don't got this account blocked. I wrote her. I'm like, call me. She called me and shit. She's like, oh yeah. I'm like, so you know, a nigga like me, I be thinking like, damn, was my dick not good or some shit like that, you know? This really why I'm calling. I want to know, like, damn, was my dick not up to par or some shit?
You can't.
She's like, no, I'm not. You know, no, I asked her for sure because she's like, you want, I swear to God, I asked her. Because I'm like, bro, what the hell? I'm like, bro. Like, you can't give me a little piece and then, like, you know, without giving me, like, an explanation. Because you act like you a bad, real-ass bitch and all this shit. I expect you to keep it a buck. She's like, no, it was fine. Your dick was hitting and all this other shit. But it was probably hitting a little bit too good. That's probably why I blocked you. Nah, she didn't let me know that's the reason why she blocked me. She just said, she just used that as an example.
Right.
So, I'm like, all right, man, pull up on me again. So, she's like, I'll think about it. So, she pull up on me when she got off work. It's about 10 o'clock. She's like, yeah, you can only stay for like an hour though. I'm going back to her crib.
The baby daddy.
Yeah.
Yep. Makes sense.
So she's like, you can only stay for an hour though. I'm like, nigga, I'm not staying for no fucking hour, but I'm trying to play. I'm trying to like finesse my way into like staying a night or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So So she's like, okay, you can stay till 2. I'm like, all right, 2 o'clock. It's about 10 o'clock now. So I'm like, I got 3 hours. I'm like, because I was going to go buy this bottle. That was the whole plan. We was going to go drink. So I'm like, I just bought this bottle. Shit, 2 o'clock. We drink this bottle. I should be able to, you know, get frisky or some shit. You know, I'm thinking about all the exponents and shit. She ain't got the kids at the crib. None of that shit. So I'm like, we got the crib to ourselves, all this other shit. So I get over there. We drinking and all this other shit. She acted like, oh, then she see my porn page on top of that. She like, I'm never touching you again, nigga, and all this other shit. You know, bitches just be really talking, though. Really, that's what I found out. Bitches just be talking.
That's all they do. They just
so say anything. I get there. I'm drinking right now, and I'm going to send you a picture of what she look like, nigga. She is cold. So I'm like, yeah, let me get you some head. She like, I want to kiss you first. I'm like, all right, man. So, you know, like, if you really know how to kiss a bitch, like, they'll want you to fuck in a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure.
So we kissing and shit. I'll just pull my dick out. Now I'm like, she's like, oh yeah, give me some hair. So I'm giving her some hair. I'm like, at this point, I don't even feel like fucking because this bitch talking so nasty to me. I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. And that's really just gonna leave her on ice type shit. So I give her some hair. I leave all this other shit. My homie pick me up. I go back to the crib. I ain't talked to her since. So now I'm just waiting on. I'm waiting for that double back text message. That's what I planned on because I already done hit like 2 bitches that week. So I was like, I can give a bitch some hair, a bad bitch some hair, real quick. Did all that shit. But I don't know. Like, is that sipping?
Yeah. A little bit.
Explain.
I mean, has she doubled back yet?
Today is Monday.
How long has it been?
About Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So about 4 or 5 days.
I mean, shit, she ain't double back yet. It looked like she was trying to finesse.
And you know what I mean? I thought about that. I'm like, maybe, Stacks, maybe you just did some thought ass shit, you know? I said, you know, I thought about that. I'm like, maybe you just did some thought ass shit, you know?
Oh, God, you did.
Cause I already know, but all right, this is what I be thinking. Like, cause I fuck up so many times. Like when I deal with a chick, I probably fuck up about 3-4 times if I'm like not really all the way committed.
And you know, she fucking her baby daddy.
But that's just a given, you know.
So you definitely shouldn't have ate her bugs.
If you just, I'm gonna show you what this bitch look like.
And her baby got raw dog in it.
Nigga, I raw dogged her.
I'm just saying.
Damn. I raw dogged her and I gave her like $40 for a fucking plan B. She had to come up with that extra 10 herself though.
And you should have you should have pulled up, not ate her pussy, fucked her, then left and blocked her.
I don't know, cause like my run been like my run has this has been a like a legend. Like if I've like literally like documented all the shit I've been on like in Arizona, bro. I wouldn't be surprised. Like it's to the point right now, bro. I'm pretty sure if like if I get this Tucson who this, like if a bitch in Tucson show a picture of me and be like, oh, this him. She be like, oh, this nigga was doing that's I'm pretty sure that's how it's gonna be. But I hope it's not like that, but I'm pretty sure it's like that right now. Like, I'm trying to talk to like 28-year-old, 29-year-old bitches right now, because like these if any bitch, any bitch 24, any bitch 24, I'm 25, so any bitch 24 to like 19, if they show a picture of me, I'm pretty sure the bitch is gonna be like, oh yeah, this nigga was fucking with my friend or some shit like that. Cause I already got caught up with some shit like that anyway. And I'm not even from here.
I love the grown motherfuckers.
Yeah, but I gotta go out to Phoenix and campaign right now. I'm done with this local ass shit. That's why when you like, oh, like when you fuck with bitches out of state and shit like that, that's a different level of the game that I gotta get to. Cause yeah. All I be doing is doing this little local ass shit and like not really building shit. I need to fuck with a out of state bitch who really trying to like link up type shit. Cause if you fuck with an out of state bitch who got their shit together and they trying to link up with you, 9 times out of 10 you're gonna be able to build some shit with type shit, you know?
One of my shorties just flew to Houston out of her own pocket, her own bread. Like,
that's the game right there, bro.
That's the game.
Bitch is not doing that.
If a bitch will fly them out,
but nah, a bitch ain't buying their own plane tickets.
And that's the thing, she the fly out type bitch.
She the bitch that be like, yeah, nigga, pay for my ticket.
She got hella niggas that do that shit for her. But it don't matter how many niggas they got. If they fuck with you, they fuck with you. They'll break bread with you. They gonna do everything that women that fuck with you do. So like, shit, I didn't have to do none of that extra shit. Cause it ain't about that. That shit really just showed him that you a simp.
I swear to God.
All right, so look, so I had this one little stupid bitch like 2 weeks ago. She cool and everything. She cold, you know. She a little white bitch. Shake her ass, you know, on Tucson or whatever. She little cute little thing, little young little thing. We had gotten to some bullshit. I'm gonna tell you what the bullshit is off camera, off air. But just know we had gotten to some bullshit. So. I wish I could say it right, but I can't say it right now. If I said it right now, niggas would be like, Stacks, nigga, you out here tripping. But like, only a select few niggas know. But I'm gonna fill you in though off air. So basically, I don't know what the fuck happened, but something happened. I don't know who did what or who did who, but something happened. So me being nigga I am, I'm like, okay, bet it was me. You know, like, take it to the chin. You know, all this other shit. So she like, oh, nigga, I'm done fucking with you, all this other type of shit. So then we end up linking up again. Like, she end up coming over, we end up chilling and all this other shit. And we like, good, we good, we good. Like, we so good, we good, we good. I'm at a crib cooking and all type of shit. I'm playing with the dogs, all type of shit.
He said I'm in the crib playing with the dogs
on the bed. I'm picking, bro. I'm in that bitch with my socks off, nigga. and see, the thing with me is like, once a bitch, like after I can chill with a bitch and be cool. But once after I fuck, everything you got is mine now. I don't know why I'm like that. That's probably like some toxic ass shit that I got going on. But I'll be feeling like, nigga, you my bitch? Okay, everything you got is mine now. Whatever I got is yours now, type shit. You know? It can only be for a minute. We could have met literally for 24 hours. And you invite me to your crib and I'm laying dick in you? Oh yeah, this remote mine, this everything in the fridge mine, all type of shit.
Oh God.
So like we end up chilling. I end up leaving. kiss her all in the mouth. I go home. Next thing I know, bro, I have not talked to the bitch since. I'm writing her too. She a bad bitch. I'm writing her.
She ain't writing back.
Bro, nigga, fuck writing back, nigga. She is looking at it.
Oh yeah, she.
This how I know these bitches really don't be my bitches, cause I don't be having none of these bitches' numbers, bro.
Oh yeah.
Like my contact list is like my Snapchat friends and my Instagram followers type shit.
Oh yeah, if you don't got her number.
She reading my shit. I'm like, bro, what?
Damn, she left you on red.
Bro, left me on scene. I'm like, and like, bro, like, nigga, I don't even know why. I'm video calling her, all type of shit. This shit not going through. I'm like, bro, what the hell be going on? But I be thinking, like, do it be like, bitches be having niggas, or she just, bitches really be, like, down with niggas?
Bitches want a nigga to keep them on their toes.
And she like, I like that.
Effort like that.
Yeah, that's when they gonna be cool off you though.
They get turned off, bro. I swear to God.
Cause like when we first started showing this shit, I'm like, we talking shit back and forth. She like that toxic shit make my pussy wet. Bitch, bro, that's why I was like, bitches lying. Love that shit.
Maybe dead ass, bro. It's a reason why, like the niggas that have all the hoes or them type of niggas, they fuck all the hoes. All the pussy go to a certain amount of niggas. You know what I'm saying?
All the pussy do go to a certain amount of niggas, though.
All of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it is everywhere.
Like, Trey Ball, tell me about your best pussy run.
My best pussy run?
Like, when you was like, I'm talking about the time when you was like, because I don't even think I had my best pussy run yet. But, like, I done went on some good runs. I'm talking about a run where everybody was cooperating. The bitches is going. These bad bitches, you get them out the way. They not calling back. All type of shit. Yo, best pussy run. Oh,
I go back to my blonde hair days, my fuckboy days.
Tell me about that run.
I mean, to be honest, like, nigga, the run.
Be 100% honest. Keep it a buck. Don't use no names. Just, yeah, you know, keep it a buck.
Definitely not. But, like, the way I was living, bro, was so abnormal, and it was like I was having, like, bitches was sending me naked pictures with most hated on their ass cheeks and all this shit every day. This is just some crazy shit going on. So I'm like, I'm just finna knock whatever I knock at this point. But I had like three like down ass motherfuckers that I was fucking with at the same time.
That you like them all though. It's not like you didn't like none of them like less than, or you no, just like them all. God,
bro, this is what motherfuckers don't understand, bro. There's nothing wrong with being polygamous, bro. There's nothing wrong with it.
Like, I like you. I like Connor. I like her too.
I love them all, bro. Like, they think, like, we the type of niggas that hate women. Like, bro, if I hated women, I would be cheating on you with other women. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? That don't even make sense. But I had, like, three of them. And I used to be, like, one was in college. One lived out south. And then the other one lived out north. So it was, like, I had it all, like, set up.
You said what?
I had a girl in college, and I had one out north in the Cane, and then I had one out south. So I kept them all separated. And then in between, I'm always going to sneak some
local buns in.
Some locals everywhere. But me, it was like, I had so much clout. Like, I had motherfuckers in all the cities. So I would have motherfuckers, like, I had motherfuckers drive from Chicago, the Bend, Indy, like, and I basically was just making dates with all these motherfuckers on when I was finna fuck. So my best pussy run, I probably smacked like, I ain't gonna cap, was it my senior year? I probably caught like, I want to say like 50, 60 in that year. Like,
tell me about a day when you was like, I'm fucking as many hoes as possible today. Like, I'm dedicating, bro, this whole days to fucking hoes. Because everybody had them days.
I'm gonna tell a story, bro. Like, I really did some fucked up shit. I look back in hindsight. But there was this one chick I used to smack back in the day. And I was torn between her and another chick. And I chose the other chick. And then I was like, okay, I'm not even feeling this. So I went back to the other one. And then I started fucking with her seriously. And then like, as time went on, these bitches always had beef with each other. So I was like, all right. But both they pussies crazy. So I'm gonna play this right. It was one night we were all in the same crib for some reason. And these bitches were trying to act buddy buddy. I'm like, okay, since I guess they're buddy buddy, I'm finna show them that they not buddy buddy.
You toxic.
Bro, I'm like, bro, how are you trying to tell motherfuckers that? Like, bro, y'all, I'ma tell y'all women something. Y'all friends do not be y'all friends, bro. I swear to God, stop telling.
They don't. They be plotting. They be plotting.
Niggas be doing to y'all how they be fucking y'all and all that type of shit. Cause all you showing them is that yo nigga is fucking the shit out of you, and they will fuck your nigga. I promise you. Okay.
I promise you they will. They will.
I promise you they will. So, I was in the crib with both of them, and then it was like me and two of my other homies, and then it was like four of the girls, and two of them I had already smacked. And I'm fucking with one, and the other one is like, she wants to fuck, and I sense it. She keeps looking at me crazy. I'm like, okay, I see what she's on. And so the crib that I'm at is big, and it has like a other house, like a private house, that like a guest house type shit. And so that's where me and the one I was fucking were going to sleep. But I pissed her off so that way she would leave early and go to the private house and go to sleep or something. So I just made her mad at me because I sensed that the other chick was trying to fuck me again. So I'm like, all right, I'm finna play this shit right. So I pissed her off. She starts spazzing on me, crying and shit. Then she just went to go to sleep. And she left me in the crib. Remind you, all these motherfuckers are supposedly friends, okay? So if I do some snake shit, they should tell the motherfucker that I'm cheating on, that I'm doing some snake shit. But they don't. And so I see old girl, she's like, all right, come in here. Everybody just like acted like they wasn't seeing nothing. I went in there and I smacked her. Hit her for like 20, 30 minutes. And then I went back, then I went back to the island house. And I woke old girl up. I'm like, I just start cuddling with her. And then I smacked her. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, bro, what am I really doing?
Was you raw dicking him? Was you raw dicking him?
You know I was. Bro, like in high school, bro, niggas did not give a fuck about anything. I was doing the dumbest shit, nigga. So I'm like, what the fuck is you doing right now, my nigga? I'm like, this shit gonna get out. But turns out none of these motherfuckers told anybody what happened. But these motherfuckers,
oh, that's some solid ass shit.
Fuck though, I swear to God. And I be trying to show these motherfuckers. I'd be like, bro, y'all friends and not y'all friends. And this is the only way I can prove it to you.
Yo, this nigga Trey Ball is fucking clowning. No, cause you gotta know, like, bro, you gotta double back with some raw dogs here and there and everything.
Bro, I was just like, fuck it. But I'd have been in so many crazy situations with my motherfuckers. Like, I used to have motherfuckers camping outside my house. Like, they used to wait down the street, and if I had a bitch pull up, they'd be pulling up 20 seconds later. Like, this shit used to be crazy.
Bro, that shit crazy, but it can be stressful too.
Like one day, bro, both of my worlds collided, bro. Like my girl from out north and my girl from out south.
Hey, hold on quick. Your girl from out south and your girl from out north collided. We almost at an hour, so I gotta put a part two to this shit. This shit get good. Hold on, I'm about to send you the link right back. We about to double back with a part two. All right.